News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. First, a great big honking thank you to those who have participated in the Police Department's Blue Angels program.
Yes, we have had a great turnout for Blue Angel. The angels are flying off the trees, literally. Matter of fact, we ran out of angels on Monday, so we added about 10 more elderly, and we only have 3 of those left as of today. But I also want to remind those who did take one of those angels off the tree to turn in your items by Friday and make sure that they are not wrapped. I mean, you can bring them in the boxes that you want us to wrap them in. We just need to make sure that everything's the right size, that each kid in the same family kind of have proportionate amount of gifts, so that, you know, one kid doesn't get one present and the other kid gets 10, you know. So we kind of supplement that with some of the funds that we've raised. So thank you, everybody, who has taken our angels, and just get them in by Friday.
Another holiday tradition taking place this evening.
Yes, the 12th annual Tree of Angels, which is sponsored by the DA's office along with local law enforcement and social service agencies, will be having the Tree of Angels at the First United Methodist Church on 28th Street from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. tonight. So we invite everyone to come out and honor victims and survivors of violent crime. So an angel represents each victim, and they will be placed on the tree.
Something else that is taking place, you want to talk about the Sober Sleigh.
Yes, I just want to touch on it. I'll give you some more information next week. But December 18th, which is next Thursday, the TxDOT Sober Sleigh will be in town. And it's a huge red limo with, I believe it's got a reindeer on it. The inside is decorated like a, you know, has fireplace, Christmas decorations, all that kind of stuff. And it's just a reminder that with the holiday season, you know, it brings celebration. And with celebration is alcohol. So we want to remind drivers to have fun this holiday season, but to celebrate responsibly and to remember to make a sober part of your plan, whether that be a taxi cab, a friend, family member that can drive you somewhere, or even a red limo. But that limo is going to be at Bryan PD and College Station PD next week, and I will give you the times next Tuesday.
Another item regarding the holidays, dealing with crime prevention.
Yes, with the holidays coming up and students who will be leaving soon, we want to make sure that your home is safe. So the number one thing is make sure that your house looks lived in. Stop the mail and newspaper from coming, or better yet, even have someone pick it up so that it's delivered, but then someone picks it up for you daily. Use automatic timers to turn lights on or radios on at certain times. You can have a neighbor randomly park in your driveway, which makes it look like you're having a visitor over at that residence. Record your serial number like we discussed last week. You can use Leeds Online. That's a good tool. And if you don't do that, at least engrave your large ticket items and valuable items with your driver's license number. Lock all windows and doors. I know that kind of sounds, you know, common sense, but some people just forget. I mean, they're good at locking the doors, but they forget that they opened their window last week and they didn't lock it back. So just double-check those windows and locks. You can even purchase some of those inexpensive double locks that kind of attach to the window railing on the sides to keep people from opening the windows. And then some of your never-evers is don't leave your garage door openers in your vehicles that are parked outside. Don't hide your keys, you know, in the mailbox or under a doormat or planter. That's kind of common places where people look. And don't advertise on social media what your Christmas plans are going to be. Wait till you get home, and then you can tell everybody about it.
And finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yeah, slow down all over town, but especially in the 3800 block of Copperfield, which is a 30 mile per hour zone, but 20 when it's the school zone is activated. It's near Bowen Elementary. And the 1100 block of East William Joe Bryan, which is 35 miles per hour near Sioux Haswell Park.
And that's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.